Take a look at my brother. He's the only man I got.
It's Give Them Lala, bitches.
Fresh out of BravoCon 2022. What it do, though? Hi, East.
Hey, everybody. Hi, Law.
Hi, babe.
Jess. Hi, Easton. This is such an exciting episode, you guys, because I just want Lala and Easton to talk about BravoCon. They were both there. It looked amazing. I was stalking everyone's Instagram stories. So
you were so missed, though, Jess.
I was sad I wasn't there, but I was also excited to just like be in the quiet working, watching right. from afar.
Yeah,
I enjoyed
it was
that.
It was intense. It was amazing. Easton yeah. and my mom went. Easton had a heyday. We're going to talk about it all. So I left Thursday night. I flew with Katie Thursday morning, right? Yeah, Thursday morning I left. Thursday morning we left. Garcelle was on the flight from BH.
She was?
She was.
BH?
From Beverly Hills. Oh, Garcelle from Beverly okay. Hills. For anyone living under a rock. Vicky Gunvalson, the OG of the OC, was literally right behind me. I really love her. If you guys watched two nights ago, it was Andy's Legends Ball, mm-hmm. where like literally 140 Bravo celebrities in one place for Watch What Happens Live, our episode. But I mean, Vicky always has some housewife that's upset with her. And I'm like, aw, Vicky, you know, she don't give a damn.
Yeah.
You know, she yeah. straight up said, without me, y'all wouldn't be here.
Did she?
And Kenya Moore, who I also love, she's so sweet, I'm obsessed with her, got up. And because it was Ashley Darby who was having to squash the beef with Vicky. And then Kenya chimed in and was like, I also have a Vicky is a monster story. And she was talking about how what Vicky had said about no one would be here. And Kenya, although I loved what she was saying and I was understanding what she was saying, that like they all deserve to be there. Absolutely, they do. These women have held their own shows for many years. But Vicky, without her, she was the OG housewife. The very first city was OC. So without her and that show being successful, it wouldn't have been, you know, however many cities we're in now. I mean, now we have Real Housewives of Salt Lake all the way to fucking Dubai.
Yeah.
I mean, the show has popped the fuck off. And I'll say to people, like they'll ask me, what do you do? I'm on a show. What's it called? Vanderpump Rules. Oh, what is that? Do you know Real Housewives? Of course. Like everyone knows what the fucking Real Housewives are, right? Mm-hmm. So I did understand what Vicky was saying. So that was a fun moment. This is a really funny moment as well because Easton, you were there and you went out with Brock a lot.
Yeah.
Tell us about your night. You went up to the rooftop okay. of where we were
well,
staying.
I mean, so you went and did your thing at the BravoCon. Me and Mom were just eating outside. So
right?
we were outside eating. And then there she comes, Jen Shah.
Oh,
sunglasses on. You, I mean, strutting her shit. She had a long coat. She was holding that back and right into
fresh
the fans.
Off of her. I'm guilty.
was she invited?
No, she was not allowed. I heard.
That's what I heard.
Okay,
but then so she said she was.
She was invited. Cut to we're in a courtroom and she says guilty. Her invite was then pulled
revoked.
Away.
Okay.
She definitely was not allowed at BravoCon. And Tamara's the one that called Andy and said, yo, Jen Shah is planning on crashing the fucking event. And Andy hyped up security. But
so
tell
we
us.
See that. So,
okay, so
that's
go.
The first time I see her. And it's just like most of the people who are doing this are staying behind ropes and things like that. She walked into the crowd like she was wanting... Like, that's her kryptonite is like, these people will save me.
Oh.
And so, like, after I saw that, I just left and went and talked to Lisa and just.
You did?
Yeah,
I would have stayed to watch.
Like, our mom, Lisa?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry, Lisa
B.
Oh,
my God.
Mama. And then, so after all that, we were just like wondering, oh boy, how is this going to go? So after I went back up to the rooftop when everybody was there with Brock, and we were sitting, and there she comes again, and she is on the dance floor dancing. I didn't see anybody like on any Real Housewives. I don't know celebrities and all that. I don't yeah. watch it. but it didn't look like anybody that was somebody was vibing with her.
Right. So like, was she with anyone or by herself?
It kind of looked like she was with her assistant and maybe just like a couple of people like me. Like, just like who are just somehow there.
Yeah.
So that was it. And so now I'm sitting with Brock and I'm just looking and I just see Andy Cohen. He goes, I'm staying away from that. And he just does his two-hand toss. And I was dying. Me and Brock were dying. And it was just, I mean, it was a show within a show.
Yeah. Right.
It was so fun. Like, I was grabbing a cocktail, getting back to that seat. Just
exactly what I would have done.
Like, I stayed there until, like, it shut down because she was still there.
Yeah. Oh.
And I just wanted to see everybody was still there.
And that like, was at Gansevoort?
That was at the rooftop of Gansevoort. But when you get up to the rooftop, you have to get checked in. So either she just walked in and no one said anything and the girl was like, holy shit.
Yeah, right.
Or she got invited.
Well, I saw a tweet from her that said, because there was a video that came out of her dancing and it was probably on the rooftop. And I was like, whoa. And then there was a tweet from her that said that she got paid to be there. Did you see that tweet?
No, because I don't tweet. Oh, okay. I don't twatter.
Well, that's interesting.
I have to get on the twatter then.
I don't know that. Did she tweet that? Did Jen say she got paid?
I'm fact-checking this live.
She's just so nuts to me.
But she also pled guilty to robbing old people, so I definitely don't trust anything she says.
Okay, wait. Here it is. Here's a tweet 2 days ago. Jen Shaw, anyone believing I crashed anyone's party needs a reality check. I am the party. Also, I'm getting paid for BravoCon. Stop worrying about where I'm at. If I wasn't at your event, party, or panel, then it wasn't worth my time. Thank you for keeping
me
invited.
But okay, so Jen, by the way, I absolutely loved her, connected with her. I thought she was fantastic when she was on the show. I was like, this is my type of bitch. Like, I want her at every party I do. I want her in my bed watching Real Housewives. Wherever I go, I want her to be. She's just that fun. She sent me a baby gift for Ocean. Like, very, very sweet. Then I did a podcast, and this was a while ago, and someone asked me about her. And I said, you know, innocent until proven guilty. But when you hear that someone may or may not be robbing the elderly, it just hits different. It just does, right? Mm-hmm. So she sends me a mile and a half long DM talking about how damaging my comment was, how I've affected her family, and that she's innocent. And, you know, I immediately was like, oh my gosh, I feel so badly. I should have shut my fucking mouth. I didn't think I said anything wrong. I was just saying, like, I can understand why people would be like, I don't know about you. Because it just, when you hear that, you can't unhear it. Mm. But again, you're innocent until proven guilty. Or in Jen Shaw's case, you admit guilt. So it's like, how the fuck did you send me that? And I was like upset about it for a few days. Like, why didn't you shut up, Law?
Yeah.
And then that happens and I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? So then when I watch this behavior, it's like, you're one of those.
Mm. I was just about to say.
The writing is on the wall in front of you. You are done for. And you're like, nope.
Yeah.
Nope. Mm-hmm. Here I come with my sunglasses on at night, with my fucking ball gown. And it's like, yo, these people, it's like you're on a reality show and you need a reality check, bitch, which sounds like she'll be getting very soon. But
wow.
Very strange. And I'm sure I'm going to get another DM.
I was
or
just going to say,
email,
uh-oh, maybe we should.
Good thing. I'm used to it. So that's amazing. I love that. Also, what was hysterical is that Brandi Glanville rolls up on Brock from this night that you went out with Brock. Brandi says to Brock, who was that guy you were with the ankle monitor on? She thought he was on like house arrest. Easton.
Yeah. Why? Explain.
Well, okay. So obviously I'm not a part of the party. Mm-hmm. So there's times when I'm not doing anything where I was just set to the side or I was walking in New York. So I had my AirPods.
Yes.
They fell out of my pocket 3 times and I thought, I'm not fucking losing them. So I put them in my sock. When you're not a convict or anything, you're not thinking like, whoa, this looks like the ankle monitor I had 3 years ago. You know, like I never had one. So I just put it in my sock and thought, hell, they ain't going to go anywhere. And then I keep seeing people like looking at me and like looking down, but I'm thinking like, I don't even know what's going on. So I didn't think shit of it.
He's like, they're just looking at my sweet Gucci slide.
What is way funny is I didn't even know. I thought it was like an end of the night. I went up in a sweatshirt, sweatpants, and Gucci slides. And everyone on that rooftop, debt to the hills. High heels, dresses.
You know what, though? The second night, Saturday night.
That would have been the better one.
Mm. I saw Housewives of Dubai, full glam, looking absolutely stunning in their PJs and slippers. And they're like, we're going to the rooftop. I was like, you, bitch.
Oh, I love that. It was probably still so chic, though, in their PJs.
Oh, I have a feeling.
Their PJs most certainly didn't look like mine.
It wasn't just a robe.
They definitely weren't wearing sweatpants from Target that say, like, what's that? What's the name of it? Like, Polaroid. They definitely weren't in that. They still look chic. But their slippers said Gansevoort. So I was like, yes, closet. Closet's full of good shit.
Did you steal the Gansevoort thing?
No.
Slippers?
I didn't have anywhere to pack that stuff.
I should have done it, damn it.
I'm telling you, people looked so fantastic at BravoCon. I mean, they were decked. And for me, I was so fixated on getting laid.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, it was like, I'm going to go to New York to fulfill the letting them tap that on the New York roster I created. And I'm like, and I guess I'll stop by BravoCon while I'm at it. So I had like lingerie packed and then just no outfit for the first
Which
day.
Is hilarious because I saw that whole saga on your story, on your Instagram story. That was one of my favorite outfits. The black dress
with the
jacket and the hat.
That was my favorite look.
Was that
it was
thrown
so
together?
New York, it was that's so what, New York.
Can I tell you, that's why I think I was cool with it. I brought the big puff jacket because I was like, it's got to be cold. You know?
It was.
And it was freezing. I Amazoned that black dress because I was like, that'll be quick. And then, thank God, I'm obsessed with hats. I wore a hat and I was like, and it says NY. And so many people were like, yes, representing. And I was like, yeah, New York. And they're like, no, the Yankees. We're in the playoffs or whatever. And I'm like, baseball started? When?
Been going.
I just found that out. It's actually wrapping up. And so the rest of the time I was like, oh, I'm like right on theme. Like the New Yorkers are loving me. But that whole look was like
that was
a
my
vibe.
Favorite look of
I loved that.
I did a panel with Sutton, Kenya Moore, and Margaret Josephs. And I think Sutton was like wanting to have a heart attack.
Why?
Because she's so chic. She's like, this is Dolce & Gabbana vintage from the fucking 1500s or whatever. And I'm like, well, this puffer jacket is from Boohoo. Have you ever heard of that? Amazon dress. Amazon hat.
That's so awesome, though. Like, I love that. Because, you know, you looked amazing. And it's like, you live what you preach. You do your Amazon lives. And you're like, you guys, I wear this. I wear this to events. And people, you know, some people might be like, I doubt it. But
you really wear that shit.
No, I really fucking wear that shit. And Heather McDonald's like, what are you doing in this puffer jacket? Show off your body. I was like, it's all about the puff jacket.
Yeah.
I feel like fucking Rihanna now.
Yes.
The puff jacket made the whole look.
Yeah.
I'm not this person where it's like tight little dress, slinky, slinky, slinky.
Right.
Show off the bod. It's like,
well, you don't need to.
Slutty little dress, big old fucking jacket, because this is how we do. The weather is getting warmer. Summer is coming finally. And you know what that means? It's time to put all of the jackets and all the sweaters in the back of the closet and pull out all of your shorts and tees. And I know you all want some new looks for the warm summer sunshine, and you don't want to break the bank in the process. I get it. We want to ball on a budget. So do what I did and shop Quince. Now, I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking so chic year after year. Quince has premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts starting at $30. You can find silk tops, 14-karat jewelry, and so much more. All Quince items are 50% to 80% less than many similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes all of those savings on to us. I did just get myself a fabulous cashmere tee in cream. It is so soft and yummy. It's probably just as soft as the Quince waffle towels that I got for Palm Springs. We absolutely love those towels. So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/Lala for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/Lala to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/Lala.
Did you know today is a great day to warranty? Well, actually, every day is a great day when you're not worrying about your appliances and home systems. And that's what you get with American Home Shield Warranty. I signed up with American Home Shield the moment I decided to buy my house. With an American Home Shield warranty, unexpected breakdowns like a leaky faucet or faulty water heater won't break the bank because coverage repairs and replacements are taken care of just like that. And not by me, my mom, or Easton. We wouldn't know the first thing to do if something stopped working in this house. I just contact American Home Shield when a covered item breaks, and their trusted and qualified pros will fix or replace it based on the coverage limits in your agreement. So having that sort of reassurance from American Home Shield is something to celebrate. When it comes to protecting your appliances and home systems, don't worry, be warranty. Visit ahs.com/GTL today to get 20% off any plan. That's ahs.com/GTL for 20% off any plan. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty, which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer.
Okay, were there any, from either of you, behind the scenes stuff or stuff we didn't see or that didn't get picked up that you could tell us that was juicy? Like, was there drama? Did you see a little
drama?
Like,
yeah. There was. I mean, fucking, which this is everywhere now.
The but PR the girl?
Fucking.
Joe Giudice? Is that what you're talking about?
No, oh, it was okay. Joe Gorga and
Joe
Melissa.
Gorga, not Giudice.
Which, by the way, obsessed with Joe Gorga. Yes. We're going to New York. We're hanging out with them. Easton connected with literally every husband on Jersey.
You did?
Yeah, Evan,
I can see that happening.
From Jersey. Yeah, they loved him. They were so funny. We're doing that, Easton.
Did you see how quick Joe answered fuck, marry, kill? How quick he said Lala.
No. Wait, tell me. I didn't know.
I have to show you. And then Melissa was like, okay, well, if you're going to pick Lala, I get to join because I am obsessed with her.
Oh, yeah. I love that.
It's funny.
Can I tell you, BravoCon is a very strange, like, surreal thing for me because everyone knows I'm a huge Bravo fan. Like, I watch every single Housewives. I love everything on Bravo. So when I'm there and I see people that I know, I'm like, okay, where are we at right now? Because am I a fan, like an obsessed fan? Or are we friends because we're on the same network? So it's like cool if I say something because it's like, I see you, bitch, because like I'm on Bravo 2. Or am I that fucking weirdo who like talks to you and says, fuck so-and-so, and you're going, who are you?
Right.
Everyone was so nice. Every time I introduced myself, they were like, we know who you are. Like,
of course you would be so, like, hi, I'm Lala.
No, I always, I was like,
no shit.
I love your show. You guys are so fantastic. I'm Lala, by the way. They're like, we know who you are.
That's so funny. I interrupted you, but you were about to say something about the drama.
Oh, so the drama. So my take is, and I heard this through Sheena. She didn't spill. She just put it in my head. Because, you know, I didn't go to Tom Sandoval's show.
Okay.
I ended up going to Catch Steak with Heather McDonald and Katie, Sophia Franklin, our trainer, Jenna Willis, which, by the way, shout out to Chris Manzo because he's the only reason we got seated as quickly as we did. Made a reservation. They were seating the 9 o'clocks at 10:30. Our reservation was at 9:45. Chris Manzo sees us, tells the manager, like, please take care of them. So we got seated right away. So that was amazing. I love you, Chris. But Sheena said that Joe and Melissa were at Sandoval's show. And so was Jennifer Aiden.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering if something happened at that show where words were exchanged or something. So by the time they got back to the hotel and there was that lobby incident where Jennifer Aiden throws the drink and it hits the security guard, which, by the way, Joe and Melissa were so far away, I don't know how she thought she was going to get a drink on them.
Was that going toward them? Because I read something that she was throwing it at either Joe or Melissa's PR or publicist or something, but maybe I read it wrong.
I didn't even know something happened.
Oh, you didn't? I saw a video this morning.
By the way, Housewives are always on 10.
They are.
Always on 10.
Yeah.
Whether cameras are up or down, and that's why I think their shows are so iconic. Because they are on it 100% of the time.
Right.
They don't even care. It's like, it ain't episodic rate right now, but this is real fucking life, bitch. And I hate you. Whereas like me and Mike, like,
I love that. Yeah.
I got on a golf cart with freaking the Toms and Raquel and was like, all good. Let's go to where we're going. I'm not walking in these 6-inch Jimmy Choos. You could put anyone on this golf cart, even Raquel Leviss, and like, I'm getting on it.
Okay, really quick, because I saw a clip of this too, and you don't, if you don't want to talk about it, you don't have to, but I thought it was very strange, where it was some sort of panel, and they asked Raquel, were you worried about Lala and James? And then she was like, I actually ship that couple. Did you see that? Were you there?
I was there. I think that was Watch What Happens Live.
Weird answer. I was like, that's so strange, don't you think?
Or things aren't firing up there for her. So nothing that comes out of her mouth is strange to me, because I'm like, this tracks. This absolutely tracks.
Was there any drama within the Vanderpump cast or group of friends? Or no? Did you guys just stay away from whoever you didn't want to talk to?
You know what? I didn't stay away from anybody. I was in it with everybody. I was just like on such a high about mm-hmm. being there. We're around people who have supported us for so long. Katie could not be around Raquel at all. Katie didn't want to be around Sheena. Like, but there weren't altercations. It was more of just talking mad shit, like behind the scenes, which I know that all of us do. But walking the halls of Ganzevoort,
yeah,
you want tea, you can hear everything.
Everything.
Stop.
I went to Katie's room. I'm knocking on the door. I don't know who was across the hall. I'm not going to say what accents I heard because that could give shit away. But basically how broke down and busted so-and-so is. We are way more famous. We can't even walk down the street. Have you seen when we walk out of the hotel? No one gives a shit about them. Everyone cares about us. And I was like, yo, this is crazy. This is
what?
Insane.
Somebody needs a pump.
You heard them in the room?
Everybody in their rooms. Oh, you heard Glam yelling at each other. Get the fuck out, women. Shut the fucking door. It was insane. So I walk into Katie's room and I was like, yo, bitch, we got to keep it down when we drag these hoes because you can hear everything. Everything.
Oh, my God. That's wild.
It's amazing.
I would have just been walking through the halls.
Oh, yeah. That's why I was like, this is where the Bravo bloggers should be.
Right?
Like, for real. Also, what was announced at BravoCon was the new cast of Real Housewives of New York. And I did enter the chat. Lala Ken has entered the chat. So some guy tweeted, his name is Oscar and his Twitter name is @OSC_AR. And it says, I'm sorry, but not one of these women is going to shit themselves, get arrested, or throw a prosthetic limb at someone on camera. You can keep it. So I reposted it. And I said I had to. Very, very large shoes to fill. Roni was the most iconic Real Housewives city to watch, and it will forever live in my heart. Thank you to all the OGs of Roni for sharing your lives with us and making us feel a high we will never forget. Because I truly feel that way. I could literally sob because I don't know what happened, but it is a travesty what they did to Roni.
Just
I
mean, flipping it, making... Did they fire whatever, everyone or you don't know?
I'm praying that there's some sort of OG something where we give the people what they want because it is the most iconic TV in the entire world. And it's Bravo. It's the production company that does it. It's the OG women who make it iconic because they let them be exactly who they are. It is... I don't know if it's just so... well-produced or so underproduced that it makes it, they just let them fucking be who they are and it is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm very upset about it and I don't know any of these women, but when you have a cast like the OGs of New York, it's really tough to just like try to get us to forget.
Is this the first time they've done this with any of the housewives where there's literally no one, no OGs, it's all brand new?
I've never seen where they've gotten rid of an entire cast.
Yeah. Wild.
And just rebooted the whole franchise.
Do you think, what if, how will your feelings be if season starts and it's like wild? So everything you loved about the OGs of New York is with these new women. Is it still kind of like, yeah, this is great, but the OGs aren't here?
The thing about New York is it was their little quirks.
Mm.
That you could never know. It wasn't about just the drama. it was about their little personalities that you can never recreate. I love Housewives. They all start drama. But New York had something so special where everyone had their own little tick that was just like, I can't take my eyes off of it. Sonia Morgan with her little stuff. I mean, Ramona Singer, all of them, Luann, just everything about it you can never recreate. Even if there's drama, it's the quirks that they had.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That I will, I'm, thank God it lives on Peacock.
Yeah.
Okay? Yeah. Fucking thank God, because I will go back and rewatch until the day I die. So there's that. Do you have anything to say, Easton?
I need to catch up on some reality TV, I guess.
Do you watch The Housewives? Any of them? No. You don't. Okay.
I don't watch anything but Seinfeld, really.
No, what did you say the other? I said something about Raquel and Easton. Was like, you guys don't get along anymore. I was like, where have you been? Yeah. And I go, Mom, you haven't filled him in on anything? She's like, I don't even know what's happening. Lisa's so worried about who got a new dog in the building that, like, she doesn't even know what.
That's what I get. I don't get, when I'm in Utah, I don't get filled in on anything. I just get hundreds of photos of Ocean, thank God.
Yes, thank God.
Yeah.
But then it's just, how are the dogs? Our dogs are great. Okay. I think I might walk them. It's like, all right, well, this is a good day. Good chat, Lisa. But yeah, no, we never really talk about anything.
Like drama?
Well, yeah. We already deal with enough. Yeah. So it's like, when we cannot talk about it, we try to stay away from it.
You want to know what's so amazing, though?
What?
Is my mother, who literally, some call it unsupportive. I just say, thank baby Jesus. Never seen an episode of my show, our show. Mm-hmm. Never read my book. Never seen a movie I've been in. Nothing. All right? So now we're at BravoCon.
Yeah.
This bitch, the one thing, which is all Vanderpump Rules, we have a panel going, fucking misses it.
She tried to blame it on me.
I want to hear this story because she started to tell me this morning and then I had to go. But I was like, I want to hear the rest of it later. And she was like, you'll never believe it. And I was like, what? And she said, I missed the panel. And I was like, Lisa,
it wasn't, I will say it wasn't her fault. Yeah, so remember how we walked up and they were like, hey, all of the talent walk up this stage.
Yes, which they did. Yes.
So Mom, Lisa, she goes, where can we watch them?
Yeah.
And the guy just said, well, this is just right here. You can go out.
Okay.
And so we did. And then Dubai starts coming out.
No, but that was a whole different day. So you missed of the times.
Oh, the other one. No, the other one, Lisa wanted to sleep in.
Correct.
Oh. There's the other one.
The Vanderpump panel you missed because you slept
How in. Early was it? They start early.
It was at 1:30 p.m., oh. Jess.
Was it really? I thought it was at 11.
No, it was not.
That's also
1:30 p.m.
That's
y'all,
only 10:30.
Not 11:30, 12:30.
That's only 10:30 Lisa's time.
It's because Easton went to bed at 4:30 in the morning.
I was up.
Well, no matter what, you guys missed it, and I thought it was great.
Oh, I heard it was great.
We saw some video.
Do you?
So we missed a couple of things. I did enjoy the Family Feud that you guys played.
Oh, the Battle
of... That was fun. Did you see that? Battle of the Sexes.
Is it that when you were, like, pointing at people? Because I saw...
No, that was the Bravo panel, but Battle of the Sexes was super fun. It was, like, Madison from... Southern Charm.
Madison
some
LaCroix.
Some below deck
people. Yeah. It was some Summer House people. It was so...
Girls versus guys, obviously.
Yeah, the boys won.
The boys won by a lot?
Yeah, because they asked...
Well, it was The last one was bullshit. Stupid.
They freaking... Like, for reasons why someone wouldn't have sex, there was stomach issues.
Okay.
And then I'm too full. And I was like, that's the same thing.
Those there were three of them like that too.
Yeah.
Oh, stomach same issues thing. And I'm too full. That
and
all
they got and to ask bloated. The crowd.
Bloated.
And bloated. Another stomach issue.
Those are all the same all thing.
So like it was dumb.
Which I did see, and I don't know what this was on. Do you know the Vanderpump cast member, whether it's yourself or someone else, that hooked up with someone from Summer House?
Kristen Doty. And I kept trying to say that. Some of my cast members are really funny about the old cast.
They are.
Like,
weird.
They were like, they're not on this cast anymore. And it's like, who cares? Her name's Kristen Doty.
Yeah.
She's right? been here. Everybody knows who
I
she is.
I love Kristen.
Kristen did it.
Yeah.
And then our moderator asked, what was crazy about, you know, season 9 that's different from season 10? And Sandoval goes into a full-on 2-minute rant about COVID protocol and we would be served our chicken parm and then someone would step in and have to like reserve it. And I'm like looking around going, these people paid money to be here. And we're talking about
COVID
protocol on a the set of a reality show.
On what we're wanting to get, forget.
So yeah, I was sitting there and the moderator, Lene, says, Lala, I can tell you're biting your tongue. And I'm like, well, because we're sitting here talking about COVID protocol when, like, I don't know, half our cast was gone season 9.
Yeah.
And we had no idea what the fuck we were doing and was it going to be a good show? How are we going to navigate these waters without key players on our cast?
Yeah, that's
the... And now season 10, we found our fucking grounding. We should be celebrating this. But I was just looking around. I was like, if I were in this audience, I'd be like, what? What
the fuck? So Lene was... moderating, Lene Brody.
Yes.
Oh, that's so exciting.
Love her from People Magazine.
Okay, so we got some tea. Yeah. I love that.
So I have two game changers to share with you when it comes to upping your glam game. I am totally obsessed with Impress No Glue Manis and Impress Press-On False Eyelashes because I'm very into just easy right now, and anyone can do it. You are going to love them just as much as I do. Both require zero glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes. There's also no annoying dry time. And the best part, zero mess. One step and you're done. The lash style options are endless, and there are so many on-trend nails to choose from. Impress, No Glue Manis, and Press-On Falsies are the easiest and fastest way to upgrade your look in just minutes. The Press-On Falsies have a unique under-lash application for a totally seamless look and are made with an exclusive self-stick technology that keeps them secure for up to 24 hours. The Impress Manis have a patented super hold adhesive for up to 7 days secure hold, and that's perfect for all of you busy mamas out there who don't have a lot of time to spend on glam but want to look your best. I completely get it. Impress No Glue Manis and Impress No Glue Press-On Falsies are absolutely a beauty must. You need to try them right now, so get yours today at impressbeauty.com/Lala and use code Lala at checkout for 25% off Impress Manicure and Press-On Falsies. That's impressbeauty.com/Lala and use code Lala at checkout for 25% off.
America starts the day with America in the Morning.
First of three pushes of storminess.
Hi, I'm John Trout, your host for the latest news, politics, entertainment, business, and weather.
A speech with political overtones.
Our staff of correspondents provide a fast-paced look at the world with specialized reports from where news happens.
The judge's decision was based on finding there is a likelihood.
So far, the central bank appears to be threading that.
Concise, accurate, and fresh each day.
America in the Morning, the podcast, available wherever you listen.
Leva's show from Summer House was announced.
Okay.
Which I heard you say, Jess, that people are saying like another Vanderpump Rules or whatever.
Oh, yes. So I saw something this morning when I was still stocking stuff from this past weekend. And it said all I saw was like this trailer. And it's about the... I don't want to say
her restaurant.
Was it a restaurant?
Yes,
okay.
Her restaurant,
and it's about the people who work there. And there's like, you know, you can tell there's going to be drama. And then someone tweeted like, blah, 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 trying to start another Vanderpump Rules. So tell me about that.
Okay. So this, I'm going to spill a little bit more tea.
Okay.
Our executive producer, who had been on the show since the very, very beginning, left our show to go produce that show. So I think people should give it a shot because I think it's going to be really amazing.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, so you're for it. You're not like, what the fuck are they doing?
Well, there's 100 Housewives. I feel like there's enough.
Yeah, there's enough to go around.
Yeah, there's so much water.
I think there's enough success and funness and entertaining people to like go around.
Right.
You know, you want to try and recreate it? Fine.
What city does this take place in?
I think it's Charleston.
Charleston, South Carolina.
Yes. So our executive producer left Vanderpump to go and do this show instead, which I think is amazing because you guys saw what Vanderpump was at the very beginning before we all evolved and things changed and we're not 23 anymore. Give it a chance. I think it's going to be great.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be amazing.
I know.
I'm excited to watch it.
I'm excited too. I'll be watching. Yeah. There's a lot of shows that I have not gotten behind, not because I haven't wanted to. It's just I watch everything and there's not enough time in the day to like literally watch all of it.
All the things.
So I've started Potomac. I started Potomac on the plane, the new season. And then Giselle and Robin, from Potomac admitted to the Dubai ladies that they had never watched their show. I, too, have never watched their show. I'm sure they haven't watched mine either. They won't be offended. But I need to go and watch it because
they said they brought the heat. Is it just because it's the newest that some people haven't watched it? The Dubai one. Is it just because it's like the newest one that some people haven't watched it yet?
I just think anytime you can tell right off the bat, does it make sense? A cast has to have that like dynamic that you can't refuse. Mm-hmm. Like when you watch Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, even new people that come in, you're like, I am invested. Mm-hmm. When you create a whole new show, it's like you don't recognize one person.
Right.
And you have to wait until, you know, it gets into your head to get around to it. And then if you can create a good, you know, first season, then you got people hooked.
Yeah. Speaking of Beverly Hills, this is the last question I want to ask because I'm actually very curious about this. Do you feel, because all I saw, again, I don't know the behind the scenes. I don't even know what happened. I haven't seen the episodes, but I know kind of the gist of what's going on between Kathy Hilton and Lisa Rinna.
Yeah.
And I saw Lisa walk out, the clip that went around, she gets booed. I saw a lot of, not a lot of negativity, but some negativity thrown Lisa's way.
Yeah.
Do you think that is, I don't want to say deserved, but do you think that?
I love Lisa Rinna. Mm-hmm. And like I said a few episodes ago of the Give Them Lala podcast, I live in this town and know a lot of stuff. So I know why Lisa is going so heavy in the paint.
Mm, okay.
So I watched and was like, wow, this has got to be eating Lisa alive.
That's
just
wild.
Wanting to be like, this is why I'm going heavy in the fucking
paint. You think she has more info? Do you think it'll come out eventually or no?
Well, you know me, Jess. I'm a firm believer of the universe always holds people accountable, right?
Yeah.
It just does. Mm-hmm. It's the way the world works. We're all going to be held accountable for the shit that we've said, done. And it may not, you may not understand the way you're being held accountable, but you're going to go, oh,
yeah,
this makes sense now.
Right.
Don't you think?
Oh, yeah.
I just do.
Right.
But I also am in this world. So even though I'm a fan of Bravo television, I also know what goes into filming it. And that's why I loved what Andy Cohen said at the first Beverly Hills reunion, which was fantastic, by the way. Mm-hmm. The new one airs tonight, thank God. So good. It was so good.
I know I have to watch. I have to watch.
But he said, this is a television show. And I'm so happy he said that because I think people forget. We film for 4 months. And we're filming scenes anywhere between 2 to 4 hours.
Yeah.
Okay? And you're getting maybe a couple minutes of it.
Yeah.
So let's remember, what makes it onto your TV is what a producer thinks is going to be the most entertaining for you to watch. So yes, you're watching real things play out, but it is a series, okay?
Right.
What can we fit in from the 4 months, morning until night that we filmed, into 1 hour episodes for the next 10 to 17 weeks?
Right, right.
So remember, before you weigh in and you want to call us bullies and then attack us in the most insane way, some of you guys say shit that I would never fucking say to anybody. Mm-hmm. Remember that. Like, we are here to entertain you. Mm-hmm. It's a television show.
Yeah.
So that's where I'm at. I can appreciate, I'm like, Lisa Rinna, you may not vibe with her, but that bitch entertained you. For like 23 episodes.
And she still is.
And she still is. Yeah. And then you've got Garcelle, who's the voice of reason.
Yeah.
And she also, she's a class act and is still entertaining. That, my love, is God-given. Because I don't know, I don't know how entertaining I am as the voice of reason. You know? That's an art.
No, that's cool.
Yeah.
So we got some tea. I love it.
This is the first time that I've spilled tea about Housewives.
And about BravoCon, I love getting the BTS. I'm probably going to ask you both more questions.
Oh, wait. Can I tell you one thing about Sophia Franklin because I'm obsessed with her?
Yes, you saw Sophia.
You saw Sophia.
You both know Sophia. Did you get to see her, Easton?
I did not get to see her, unfortunately.
Okay,
I would have loved to.
Yeah.
She's the greatest.
Yeah.
She is, and she's freaking hot. So
sexy.
We went to dinner the first night with Heather, Katie, Sophia, myself, And then the last night that we were there, and I look over at her and she's like, kind of got her eyes closed. And it's the same group of people that okay. we were with the first night. Just we added Jenna Willis. This was at Catch Steak. And I was like, are you sleepy, baby? And she was like, no, I just don't know what you guys are talking about. So I'm like, y'all, can we change the subject right. off of like Real Housewives? Because that's what we're talking about then too. That's Easton right. too. I could talk about it all day.
You should have been at the dinner. She would have been talking your ear off. Oh, well, it's fine.
That's okay. Lauren's fault.
You messed up.
I messed okay. up. It's you.
So she tells me, I'm going to go to the bathroom. 30 minutes later, she's still not back. And I was like, I think she
fell in.
I think she. And Jenna's like, I was just in the bathroom and she was not in there. And Heather's like, I think the line was probably really long. Oh. She's like, I'm like, no, Heather. Jenna was in the bathroom and she wasn't there. But there's lines. There's lines.
Oh my
I'm like,
gosh.
There is no line.
She's so funny.
Jenna just came out of yeah. there and there's no line. And Sophia is not, I repeat, not in the bathroom. So then I get a text because I start worrying. I'm like, did something happen to her?
Yeah.
So she texts me. She's like, babe, had to go home.
Oh.
I was like, are you okay?
Yeah.
And all she writes back is yes, which is a ton of exclamation points. I'm like, what the fuck happened?
I love this. I love and respect that so much because I am the queen of just, I'll be at dinner with friends and I'll be like, if I could just get up and walk out, right? Oh, I love them.
Irish goodbye.
You know, yes, but you know when like your social battery runs out, the second it runs out, I'm done for, even if we just started dinner. So here's my thought on, so first off, respect the hell out of what she did.
Same.
Because I wish I would do it.
Same. I'm jealous that she did it.
That she has the confidence and the like ovaries to just be like, fuck this.
I'm out.
Not even fuck this, just like, I'm tired. I'm gonna, or whatever. It's either that, I wonder, or number two, I don't know if she's dating anyone. I literally have no idea if she's single. But if she got like a booty call, she couldn't resist.
She did not get a booty
call. She didn't.
No, because she's in a relationship and she had just had dinner with him.
Okay. Good for her. Bravo. Yeah.
Left her jacket behind.
Oh, did she get it?
I told her I left it at the front desk at Ganzevoort. Here's the ticket. And you can get it whenever you're ready.
Oh, my God. Love that.
Whenever you're in the area.
Yeah.
Okay, speaking of hotels, I have to ask because I saw, I don't know why I said speaking of hotels. This has nothing to do with hotels. But I saw a couple clips. I saw one that you said you're having a lot of sex.
Yes, awesome.
Awesome. Yes, awesome. So I have to, I'm wondering because, you know, you had some fun last time we were in New York. Did you have any fun with any people this visit?
Yes. I did, because we go to New York a lot, Jess, especially during this time of year, because just everything's in New York for Bravo. So I've been slowly building that roster.
Love,
and I've had
roster.
A lot of success, and I had a lot of fun with some man.
Can you tease who he is? Would we know him or no?
If I said his name, you might know who he is.
Oh, my God.
I'm not going to say his name, obviously, because that freaks me out.
Okay.
But, yes, there were a few people that I had fun with. I didn't bang all of them.
Oh, okay. But it's the roster. We love a good roster.
You're the one that said eight, and everyone should feel something different. So,
yep.
Instead That's of right. having eight total, I've decided every city I go to often should have eight.
Which I love. And also you telling me that exhausts me because I saw your schedule. I'm your assistant. Your schedule came to me. I saw it and I'm like, she's not going to have time for anything.
Oh, I made
Bravo.
The fucking time.
Oh, you made the time.
And eight is a great number because when one falls off, you just hit the other. Right. You know?
Well, amazing. Love to hear that. You're living your best life right now.
I'm living my best life. Yeah. I will say, because on Jeff Lewis's podcast, I said that I had fallen in love, right? Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm so just in love with everyone right now.
Yeah.
Everyone that
You're
can offer me.
You're in love
with jawlines. I love a good
That's what it was.
Jawline.
She sees a good jawline on the street. She goes, I'm in love with that man. Yeah. I'm in love with that man.
I'm in love with all of them. I'm going to have all their babies.
Right.
And something. I don't know.
I feel like you just are loving life right now. And to me, that just comes off as like, yes, I'm loving life. I'm loving my baby, my family. I'm loving everything.
I am loving everything.
Yeah.
Because I have Ocean. Mm-hmm. That part of my life is fulfilled. I got my kid. Mm-hmm. I've got my family. When you have that checked off, because I get it. I'm a woman. I know that our clocks are ticking. And I think a lot of women, even my friends, like my dearest friend, Jenna, is like, I don't know what to do. I'm 36. I want kids. But like, will I ever have them? Mm-hmm. And so I completely understand mm-hmm. that way of thinking. I'm grateful that I got the kid checked off. Yeah. If I never have another kid, I'm so fortunate that I have the one that I do. So I get to go out and just like live my best life and be free and figure out who I am. I had dinner with Chris Medina and Katie the other night. Mm-hmm. And he was very, very clear. He said my guides had come through and they told him, don't tell Lala she can't have a boyfriend, because if you tell her she can't, she's going to want one. But try to explain to her that she is still healing, still trying to figure out who she is. And when I think it's like the moon goes into Scorpio, I'm having brain fog because I'm freaking exhausted, mm-hmm. is like the sign of death, which means the person that you used to be is you're going to shed that person and become new. Mm-hmm. So I'm just, when I heard that, because you know, I trust Chris Medina with my life, and when he gives me advice, I really take it to heart. So that just, when my mom would tell me like, I want to see you in love, I'm like, I never want a fucking boyfriend, ever. And then everyone's like, you should just have fun. I'm like, I want a boyfriend.
You will do, I feel like naturally, you're just not, if someone tells you like, you should not be dating right now, absolutely don't date, you're going to go out and date. If someone tells you like, you should just have a boyfriend right now, be in a relationship, you're going to be like, no, fuck right. it, no, I'm having a monster.
If you want her to do something, tell her the opposite.
Yes, yeah. Classic.
That's how you'll get yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
That's what it is. And the dude that people will see this season, mm-hmm. I call him the Don.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we've got a name.
Yeah. Well, a nickname. He is like nothing I've ever experienced in my entire life, and I refuse to let it go yet. All right,
are we talking sexually, emotionally, physically, all of it?
Physically it's hitting right.
Yeah.
Emotionally he's like sweet and cute, he's a little bit of a badass, a little bit of like I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
While he's like riding his little BMX bike or whatever the fuck he does.
He's a BMX biker?
He's got many talents. Many, many talents.
What's his sign?
He's a Pisces.
Is a Pisces and a Virgo, are they like compatible?
I don't know that. I'm not looking for compatibility right
okay,
now.
Okay,
What boxes can you check for me? And he is just like one of the sweetest people I've ever met in my life. Plus, I have a very soft spot in my heart for him mm-hmm. because of where I was at. Meeting him, and he's the one that like really ripped the band-aid off, made me feel safe, and
yeah,
and he's amazing.
I'm so excited.
And I'm not willing to give up what he offers, and I'm telling you, like, I want to share him because I'm like, you'll never in your life.
Does it make you nervous that if they do air your experience with him, that he's gonna be like, all the ladies are gonna just be flocking? Because
the ladies will be flocking.
You've talked him up.
They won't be disappointed.
They won't.
And I'll probably get a little jealous.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. That one, yes. I felt that one.
Yeah, I will get a little jealous. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Got it. So ladies, watch the fuck out, because I wouldn't want to.
She'll come
But
for
the
it.
Best advice I ever received was from my friend Chandler's mom in high school in Utah. And I was heartbroken by some boy. And she said, Lauren, the way to get over someone is to get under someone. And I am practicing that now in my life.
Bravo.
If any dude doesn't come correct, on to the next.
On to the next. It's the roster mentality. We love it.
Yeah.
Speaking of on to the next.
And then when they come back around, it's like, okay, cool. Because you know the other dude's going to piss you off in some way. So you just bounce.
You just Men do it constantly. Women need to do it more. I tell my friends that all the time. I say, roster. If you're single, roster it up.
I think everyone should just like whatever you're feeling.
Yeah.
If you want to bang them all or you don't want to bang any of them.
Yeah.
That's exactly what you should do.
Go
with judgment free zone here.
Speaking of that, Easton, did you have any fun with any ladies in New York?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Stop.
I didn't.
Oh, what?
Lala said,
I mean, I had some plans to meet up with a couple of them.
Okay.
But then I just had so much fun with
Jen
Shaw,
family.
You know, watching some TV up on the rooftop that I was like, fuck this. This is way better than anything I'll do.
So let's talk about this real quick.
Okay.
Me Easton and my mom are sitting in the apartment, and she said, if Easton wants to bring, because Easton and my mom shared a room with the two beds, right?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
We're balling on a budget here. I said, I will pay for one room, motherfuckers. One fucking room. All right. You better request two twin beds.
It was great.
I love that. Yeah.
So she's like, if Easton brings a girl home, then I'll be staying with you. And I was like, no.
Because I'll howl.
No. Because if I bring a boy home, and she goes, if Easton wants to bring someone back, Lauren, I will be staying with you. Bitch, you live with me. You fucking live with me. 24/7. I can never bring anybody home ever. Easton lives in Utah in this fucking big old house. He can bring bitches home whenever the fuck he wants. And she goes, but they're not New York girls.
Oh.
Very true. Thank you, Lisa.
That's so true, Lisa.
I said, I have dudes in New York, yes. Mom, that yes. I want to see. And she goes,
well,
then I guess you better go to their place.
Oh,
I like Lisa.
Are you fucking kidding me, Jess?
I gotta go buy or something.
Easton's the flowers youngest. You have to just expect that.
Easton is a spoiled little shit.
What the fuck?
She just thinks that. What?
I don't think that. I know that. I know that.
How? That's where? So funny. You should have said, Lisa, you could go stay with Katie. Or I guess that's it. I feel like Katie would have been like, come on in, Lise.
We could have got her a cot in the hall. She could have got some tea.
And by the way, yes. I was planning on, like, yes, I could go to their house. But the fact that you were willing to cock block me over Easton, who gets play in Utah because doesn't live with his
fucking
mom. Yeah,
but it's Small Lake City. So, you know, you hit one, you've hit them all.
They're not New York girls.
Not that's what New she York said girls. To me.
There's a difference. I'm just kidding.
There is a difference. There's more grit. But I was completely turned off by all of that.
Oh.
They're like, are you kidding? This is where self-awareness needs to step in.
No, I deserved it.
But you deserved
I didn't
what?
Do anything, but yeah, I deserved see? For Lisa to put me in that
It was
position.
A pointless yeah. argument yeah. because no one came back to Ethan's room and no one came back to mine.
Just a terror.
Oh, my God. Oh, it sounds like everyone had fun.
No, it just looks like I struck out.
No. Well,
you struck out, though.
Look.
I'll say that.
I was not striking out at all.
She was striking in.
I was striking in the whole weekend.
Yes. Oh, my God.
With all that being said, I hope that you guys enjoyed this episode of the Give Them Lala podcast. By the way, I did the Skinny Confidential His and Her podcast. We were going to put out the swap today, but I had to talk about BravoCon. So just so you know, even though they directed you over here to listen to the swap, it will be coming out next Wednesday. So make sure you turn in, you subscribe to my podcast, wherever you get your podcast. I love you all so much, and I'll catch you next week.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.